Hello. Oops. Hello. Good morning, everyone. My name is Kevin, and I will try to be very quick because I'm aware I'm stopping everyone from having coffee. So I'll be very quick. So as Lukasz has mentioned, this workshop was originally planned for the 30th of September, but we couldn't do it. But still, I thought it would be an excellent opportunity to show what we have planned for the workshop. So the workshop, really, the objective is to record all the data and information flow during a multimodal intermodal cargo carriage to identify the flow which can be performed in an electronic way, including the basis for doing it, to identify what information could not be digitalized or could not be fully digitalized, and what is preventing us from doing so. So this slide here, I think you would all have seen this last year. This is a very brief summary of the most typical information or documents that would be transmitted during an intermodal freight transport from the consignor all the way to the consignee. Obviously, the most important document is the consignment note, but during various circumstances, there will be additional documents, for example, the circumstances preventing carriage or delivery, the damage or missing goods report. I wouldn't go into the full details because it will be illustrated in the simulations that I'm going to go through very quickly. This is one of the scenarios that we were thinking during the simulation. It's from Duisburg, from Germany, all the way to Kyiv in Ukraine. The scenario is that we have 220 fleet containers from Duisburg to Germany to Ukraine in Kyiv in Ukraine, and the whole consignment is organized by Hupak, which I don't think it's here, but okay. There's a separate wagon going from Duisburg to Mekia. My Polish is very bad, sorry. Is that okay? Okay. And then one wagon from Mekia to Kyiv. In the first segment, we will have the first circumstances is that one of the wagons was found damaged in Duisburg before it left the terminal. So what happened here is this is the scenario we have, and this will be presented during the simulation. And what we hoped would happen is that participants in the simulation in the workshop would then consider what information needs to be exchanged for under these circumstances. So obviously, this will be a circumstances preventing the carriage to be delivered. So there's a damaged wagon. The railway, the contractual carrier, would then inform this not only to the consignor, but also to the subsequent carrier and obviously the consignee, because that means that will be delayed. Most likely, it's going to happen due to the damaged wagon. And then there will be additional scenarios when the goods were transported all the way to Wieklinik. Okay, again, my Polish is very bad. Do apologize. And there's a closure of border crossing due to flooding. And again, there it's for the goods to continue its journey. It would now have to be rerouted via Frankfurt. And again, then we will take this scenario back to the group, and we shall discuss what we are going to do in this circumstances. Obviously, again, this is a circumstances preventing carriage. And then the consignor would probably give a further instruction to the contractual carrier, who would then forward these instructions to all the subsequent carriers and the terminals, who obviously need to be making adjustments to the plan accordingly. And the scenarios goes on and on, and it's basically the same story, but obviously it's different documents every time. And we have, I'm not going to go through all the scenarios because it's very long, and then we will spend 40 minutes talking this. So here are just a different list of documents, information that would need to be transmitted during various circumstances. And this one is actually an interesting one because I heard that this happened quite a lot, is that there's missing documents or misdeclaration in the border crossings, and that you need notification of corrections to actually, then you not only need to inform the railway carriers, the terminals, but also the customs authorities. And then this, I would just go through these slides very quickly. And there are just various scenarios that we could play around with various actors, stakeholders along the intermodal transport chain. And the whole idea is really to give an opportunity for everyone to think about how this information could be digitalized, could be more efficiently transmitted during the intermodal change, so we don't spend unnecessary time waiting for documents to go from A to B and then to submit in a certain format, etc., etc. So this is a summary again of what information was exchanged during this intermodal transport chain. And obviously, we could customize it to different transport corridors, really. This is another one that we could do from Turkey to Kazakhstan via the Middle Corridor. And we could play around with different routes along the various AGTC terminals and routes. So this is a very quick overview of the workshop that we had in mind, and we hope that we could do it sometime again in the future. And with that, I finish my presentation. I'll give the floor back to the chair.